Students who receive free or reduced price lunches during the school year struggle to get meals over the summer. Federal nutrition programs only reach 1 in 7 of these students, according to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Zoe Neuberger with the organization says that's for a number of reasons. They might not know these programs exist, don't have a site nearby, or don't have flexibility at work to bring their kids to the sites.
There are nationwide about 30 million children who qualify for free or reduced price school meals during the school year. And if this program isn't extended, once the temporary program expires after next summer, they would be at risk of going back to that pattern of child hunger increasing during the summer.
The Pandemic Electronic Benefit Transfer, or PEBT, program started last summer and provides grocery benefits instead of school meals while kids were out of school. More than 120,000 Idaho children are eligible for PEBT this summer, according to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Neuberger says Idaho's PEBT plan has not yet been approved by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. She notes that the USDA already had a model for providing food benefits while school is out. For the past decade, it's carried out summer EBT pilot programs. Neuberger says Congress should make this program permanent and available nationwide, and adds that there's a risk to not taking advantage of this opportunity.
That's why just a small share of the children who qualify and get meals during the school year get them during the summer. As a result of that, we can see in the research that childhood hunger does increase during the summer for school-age children.
President Joe Biden's American Rescue Plan includes $25 billion over the next decade for the summer EBT program. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Casey Taylor.